Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
And so here we are, back again from whatever corners of the earth we may have been to. From summer, from storm-tossed seas, maybe cool mountaintops or steamy city streets, we gather together here again, constituting and reconstituting this congregation of people, each with unique individual lives and gifts. And we bring them here to share and learn, to question and grow, to give and work and serve together with joy, even in the face of challenges. We bring our individual lives and gifts here to celebrate and affirm, to welcome and rejoice, to love, so that beauty and truth and joy might be ever known. Wherever our lives took us these past months, whatever journey we might have been on, whether the waters were calm or riotous, we are here now to be together and to recognize one another's humanity, to find common ground and to welcome each other home. In our world of change and political uncertainty, we realize the importance of steady companionship, of fellow journeyers that help keep us safe, welcome our questions and our theories, who help us to become the best versions of ourselves, and who open their arms to us just as we are. Here in this home, we open our doors, we open our hearts, we open our arms and our lives to each other and to the wider world, acknowledging that our differences matter and that our common humanity matters, and that together with love, all our journeys are made safer, more possible, more joyful. So with loving welcome, rejoicing to find old faces and new, ready to begin new relationships and to continue our searching journeys, committed to helping heal the world, we gather together this morning. Every Sunday when we come together as part of our shared experience, we make a special time for quiet. For some of us, this means deep breathing and meditation. For others, it means prayer. For still others, just holding a space for silent gratitude. So however you use this time, I'm going to invite you now to settle your feet onto the floor. If they don't reach the floor, you can go crisscross applesauce. Put down anything you're holding. Try to relax your body as much as you can. So unclench your jaw. Roll your shoulders back. Try to release the tension. And take a deep breath in slowly. Find the place inside you that blossoms in quiet. Our lives are like journeys across great waters. Sometimes calm, sometimes riotous. Boats have ballast, bags of sand or other means that weight them down so they can stay steady. Each of us is a unique and beautiful being that brings gifts to the journey of our lives, ballast that helps keep us steady. So breathe deep. And in the quiet, think of what you bring to your life and to this gathered community of companions that helps steady the boat. Take another deep breath. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. With your order of service, you hopefully received a blue slip of paper and a small pencil. On that little slip of paper, you can take your time and you can chat with your neighbors if you need to. I want you to write on that small piece of paper the gift that you bring, the ballast that is yours, that helps steady the boat of your own life, steadies the boat of our community. So what is the gift that you bring? Okay? And when we collect the offering, I'm going to ask you to put that little slip of paper in there because we're going to use them later. Okay? I love that little book about the little boat. There the little boat goes journeying through treacherous waters across this giant ocean. And in some ways, right, he's clear-eyed and steady. He drops his own anchor. He charts his own course. But he also very much sees the dangers, the whirlpools and the lightning-filled storms, the big waves that toss him this way and that, the giant sea monsters. We don't know how long he sails this way, bravely chugging along through these waters, but then who does he find? His friends. He finds a whale, an octopus, a couple of seagulls, some dolphins. He finds friends that want to swim alongside him. And with his friends, quite unexpectedly, the little boat goes down deep under the water. One of my kids said, wait, how does he go down deep? But he does. And he climbs all the way to the top on the nose of the big whale. With his friends, he goes all over the wide ocean, down, up, sometimes just in circles and circles. And they pick up some other friends along the way. I don't know if you noticed, they pick up some penguins at one point. There's always room for another friend. And together, the friends just want to keep on going. The little boat and the buddies he's got, they never want to stop. They go full steam ahead to the edge of the world. The depths, the heights, the edges. They aren't as scary anymore because the little boat is with friends. He isn't sailing the ocean alone. The little boat didn't get any bigger. He didn't get any more brave. He just found his fellow travelers. In our reading, Elia Kemler quotes Kathleen McTeague, "Fear's pronoun is singular, love's pronoun is plural. We're in this together, and together we can grow things that will blossom even in a time of drought." Love's pronoun is plural. I love that. Together, bringing all the wonderful things about our unique selves, we create something larger. We make the impossible seem possible. This is echoed through all of the ways that we engage together as a community. Our offering every Sunday is an act of love, a pluralizing of the work of justice. Our meditation time, the time of silence, is a time to acknowledge, albeit quietly, all the things that we hold as individuals and to let love and a sense of commonality soothe us in this space where we are together. Our committees and our potlucks and services and lectures and all the things we do are opportunities to engage in community building with love, to make our I a we. To hold that plural we. Not a closed we, a we that is wide open, that welcomes new friends, just as we say every single Sunday morning, regardless of race, gender expression, sexual orientation, politics, wealth, age, education, ability, or anything else. It's a we that helps us see the vast ocean as slightly smaller, a little more travelable. I will coin that word. The journey of life gets brighter with all the waves and storms. All of this is what the water communion represents. The water communion or ceremony, as we usually call it here, began in the 1980s and is done all over in Unitarian Universalist congregations. It's a way of signifying the community regathering, becoming one once more. The water ceremony is an invitation to remember that your life, while unique and wonderful, is not lived in isolation. You are not a lonely boat alone on the ocean. You, with all you have to weather, have others to travel alongside you. Other unique individual beings that bring their own precious gifts, gifts that when combined with yours make the depths easier and the heights higher and the circling around time slightly less boring. If you have brought water from somewhere, I'm going to invite you to come up and pour it. And if you haven't, I'm going to invite you to come up and pour anyway. We have Ridgewood tap water over here. As in many congregations, the single body of water that we create when we are done will be used for rituals and landmarks in the life of the society this year. For example, for blessing new plantings around the space or dedicating babies. I promise we will purify it before we touch a baby with the water. I'm going to help you pour, and as I stand there and help you pour, Jeannie is going to read some of those gifts that we all bring from those blue slips of paper, okay? You'll also notice there are some boats up here. There are not enough for everybody, but if you are moved by a boat and you would like to take a boat with you, please do, and we'll also post somewhere the instructions on how to fold them if you get inspired to go home and fold your own boat, okay? Let's get started. All right, Jeannie.
What is my ballast? What gift do I bring? Family. Humor. I can see both sides of an opinion. My gift is my love. Uniqueness. Commitment. Imagination. Have time. Whatever doing takes twice as long. Problem solving. Optimism. Peace. Experience. My gratitude. Authenticity. Honesty. Teaching ability. Laughter, sacrifice, enthusiasm, giving, generosity, caring, kindness, sincerity, organizing, almost always trying to do the right thing. Calmness, compassion, steadiness, determination, compassion and a turtle, dinner, meals, service and friendship, cookies. Drawing skills, being present, listening, perseverance, presence, understanding and caring, an open, loving heart, curiosity, sharing this community with my children. Being welcoming to new people. Making friends with new kids. Creativity. Music. Fun. Exploration. Development. Wealth. Inspiration. Art in its many forms equals love. Vision, spirit, pushing tradition on and boundaries. Leadership, gratitude, appreciation of growing up in Newark, ballast, crossword puzzles, emotional intelligence. Passionate to serve others and heal their pain, vitality, idealism, words and singing. I allow others to be themselves, a love of being around others, the desire to help, humor, help enable an atmosphere to work together, attention, the gift of inclusion, enthusiasm, commitment, organizational skills, contentment, advice, smiles, and much more.
Thank you for your pouring, for the gifts that you bring. Sometimes in Unitarian Universalist congregations, blessings can feel a little bit high church for us, but it has been my custom as long as I have been an ordained minister to bless the water created through the water ceremony. To me, what this means, though, is that we, all of us, take time and space to acknowledge the beauty and the power of water in our lives, not just as a symbol of the journey of our lives, but its necessity for our very beings. So we together use our power as human beings to mark the water, a collection representing all of us, as something special. And so if you feel comfortable, I invite you to participate in this blessing with very simple words. Your part is simply to say, "We bless these waters." And what I'll do is I'm going to say something, and then I will gesture to you, and you just say, "We bless these waters." You want to give it a try?
We bless these waters.
Awesome. Okay. With gratitude for nature, which has brought forth this water.
We bless these waters.
With joy at being together as one strong body once more.
We bless these waters.
With humbling knowledge of the importance of water for life. Committed to helping preserve the beauty of the waters of earth.
We bless these waters.
Remembering those whose journeys have enabled our own.
We bless these waters.
Hopeful at the thought of those who will come after.
We bless these waters.
By our sharing and our giving, by our presence here with our loving hearts, singular boats but together on a journey, may these waters be blessed.